We have actually two representatives from SDHR to speak about the other ignored refugee communities in this one, the Palestinian refugees in Canada. So each one of them will take 5 minutes. It's Rabia Mosseri and Bashar Al-Khalaf. So,
my name is a Palestinian refugee. This is my name. My middle name is Stateless. I was born of both parents who are refugees, a grandparent who are also refugees, a long line of refugees. When we are Palestinians, we are born with this title, a refugee, a stateless refugee, with all the privileges of this title, without knowing the consequences which we have to tolerate or to deal with, just from the day we are born. I come from the refugee camps from Lebanon. And I'm going to talk on behalf of these Palestinian refugees who came here to Canada to claim refugee status, who came here for a decent life, to live a life that they are lacking for all of their lives. They came to Canada, a country that claims to support human rights, but unfortunately, it closed its doors in their faces. And it killed their very hopes of living a decent life. And now they were sent them back to the refugee camps in Lebanon, to the occupied territories. We escaped the dire situations in the refugee camps in Lebanon, the miserable life there. We escaped, we crossed the miles and we crossed the Atlantic coming here. We escaped the killing, the assassinations, the torture in the occupied territories. And we reached here. We were hoping for a decent life. And now they are reporting us back. I want to talk a little bit about the refugee camps in Lebanon. As you may hear before about the situation there, the life there, it lacks the very essentials of being a cold alive even. It's a miserable life. The Palestinians in Lebanon are prohibited from working over 70 professions, which leave them with nothing, no choice to work in anything else. They are not allowed to own property. If somebody has a property and they die, it goes to the government, not to the family. If they have money and they die, it goes also to the government. They have no health care over there. In short, they have no human rights. And the occupied territories, I mean, everybody knows about it. Everybody has heard about it. About Jenin every day. The killing, the tortures, the house demolitions, the assassinations, the trials, all of that. And now when we came here, what we are facing is some arrogant, ignorant judges who were giving us a hearings, which were supposed, these hearings were supposed to be fair, just trials. But unfortunately, it was based on their own biased opinions, their racist opinions, and on their own subjective evaluations, which was led us now to the deportations. I'm going to give some examples about these judges, of how they judged. Instead of judging the whole case, they were ridiculing everything, all the persecution we were facing there, and basing their questions on very specific details, most of the time not irrelevant to the persecution itself. One of the judges was asking a refugee during a hearing about we have a registration card given to us as Palestinians, which is called an Arabic Katla Aji. Okay, it's a registration card from UNRWA. It has the names of all the family on it. One judge was asking about the lines separating, the color of the lines separating the names, like this. Lines, what's the color of these lines, you know? He was asking a refugee. What kind of a question is this? How does it relate to the persecution? To his position as a judge, to justice facing what he's facing right there. Another judge was asking the refugee from Jenin about his opinion on Oslo Accords. So he's there to discuss politics. Instead of doing his job and seeing the kind of persecution that this guy has faced, the torture he has, the physical evidence he has on his body. So what we're facing here, just ridiculous judges, arrogant and ignorant of the situation. And what we're facing now is deportation back to there. So we have formed this coalition against the deportation. We were asking everybody for their support to stop these illegal and unjust deportations. We're asking people, individuals, organizations, animal rights, human rights, whatever rights you want to say. And I'll leave it to Rabia to speak about it.